All right, Jim Betancourt joins us. Jim, of course, is a landscape architect, landscape consultant.
Landscape contractor.
Contractor. I made everything but what he actually is.
You just made all that up, yeah.
What he actually is. But he's a brilliant umpire, and he's a community leader up in the Chico area.
Correct.
And he has written a couple of books, and they are made for people who understand baseball, but it explains the baseball rules in a way that maybe is easier for everyone to understand. One is for the NCAA, one is for high school. And, Jim, I'm going to let you tell the audience about these books and how they came about and why they are so helpful to people, because I've enjoyed just picking up reading about a batter hitting out of turn, which I now understand completely thanks to the book that you have put out. But go ahead, let us know about the book and where people can get them, because this is worth it.
Well, thank you, Marty. Appreciate that. These books were created because there's a lot of confusion with the baseball rule book in the baseball world, whether it's the pro level, high school level, college. There's so many different types of levels of baseball played. There's a rule book for each level. Sometimes all those rules get intertwined and mixed up, particularly on the field, and that's where the problems start. And what we've done is we've taken the rule book and basically calibrated it into a way that makes it more user-friendly, where you can find a rule quickly. We have a table of contents in alphabetical order. All the rulings are there that we discuss, and we discuss, it doesn't cover the entire rule book. We discuss the rules that happen frequently, the rules that happen every day, because those are the rules that get confused and get called incorrectly. So we also then attached all the related rulings to these chapters. So you'll have a chapter heading such as designated hitter, and then we attach the designated or the associated rulings to them right below it, so you can find them as well. We have page numbers, take you right to it. When you get there, you'll find these rulings have been converted into basic English. There's no longer rule book language. You can actually understand, as Marty indicated.
That's true.
You can actually understand what the rule is saying, because that was the whole objective here.
We don't need rule 503-2, section 4, whatever it is. You can look up designated hitter and go straight to the DH rules.
Exactly.
So is this being used in leagues right now, or is that the goal for it, or is it more an interpretation for umpires and for fans alike to understand the game better?
Currently, it's for umpires are buying it and love it.
Okay.
We have endorsements from California Umpires Association, Bradley Hungerford, their rule instructor. We've got the National High School Baseball Coaches Association has given us a great endorsement. And these are on our website, baseballrulesofblackandwhite.com. And there are we have Billy Hayes, College World Series NCAA Division I umpires endorsement. Umpires from across the country, Louisiana to New York, from California, San Diego to Washington State, have contacted me, talked to dozens of umpires, dozens and dozens, many dozens, from across the country. They love these books. And our goal is to get these books into the coaches, the fans. In fact, the endorsement from Mr. Hayes says this book is for umpires of every level of baseball. But far beyond umpires, this book should be in the hands of every coach, player, administrator, broadcaster, and parent.
Yeah, I like it. No, I just picked it up and learned things just by doing it. You did a good job with this. Jim Betancourt with us. Jim, where does one get this book? And I know a lot of people are listening. It does explain things for parents, Little League parents, high school parents, of course, college people as well. But they are basic baseball rules that we come across all the time and explained in a very easy-to-understand fashion. Where do you get the book?
It's available at Amazon. Go to Amazon.com and go to their book department, baseball, and look up baseball rules in black and white.
Rules in black and white.
Correct.
Okay.
And both books will pop up there, or you can go to our website, same name as the book, baseballrulesinblackandwhite.com.
Okay.
And we have links right there, easy to go to, take you directly to Amazon.
Perfect. Yeah, and we have the book tree up in Montclair, our independent bookstore, David. I'm, you'll leave a couple books with me. I'm going to drop a book or two off with him.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I know people are going to come up there and want to get
fantastic.
I want to stir the pot here.
Please,
a couple of weeks back, Marty and I got into a heated debate. It wasn't all that heated, but we were arguing back and forth because it was, I can't even remember what the call was or what had happened, but there had been a balk called in a Giants game, and Marty said, get rid of the balk. We don't need the balk in baseball. And I thought, the balk is there to protect the runner from being deceived by the pitcher, which is ironic because that's exactly what the pitcher is trying to do, deceive a runner, not allow him to advance. And Marty said, well, nobody steals bases anymore anyway, so the balk should just be eliminated. Let them do whatever they want. Explain to listeners how the balk is called, what it is an umpire is looking for, and why exactly that rule is important.
And when the last time was it you saw one?
Because Marty thinks you can never see a balk.
You never
only
see it.
The umpire is the only guy
and
who can
you
see
never
it.
Have it explained in the ballpark.
You never
who
get need, it explained. That's
who
fair.
Needs it? Yeah. Go ahead.
It is a probably,
who needs it? Yeah.
It's the most confusing, misunderstood, and generally overlooked rule in baseball.
Right.
But yet, when it's called, the whole stadium loses their mind because of the fact, just for those reasons.
Nobody can see it.
Nobody can see it. Yeah. Nobody knows what he did or what he didn't do. For a little story, quick story, working a game the other day, high school level, coach was just adamant from the bench. He's balk. That was a balk. You cannot. My partner and I, we got together in between innings. We go, I didn't see a balk. Do you see a balk? No, I didn't see a balk. We go back out the next inning. The other team's now, or his team's on the field pitching. His pitcher proceeded to balk at least a half dozen times. So it's something that not only are the announcers, the umpires befuddled and not knowing what the true definition and how to apply it and when it applies, coaches are just as lost as we are.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It is a confusing rule because it's tough to see, and oftentimes it's a quick twitch or it's an illegal hand to the glove before you're supposed to do it.
Correct.
Or there are so many rules, I think, that people don't know that the pitcher is and is not allowed to do or what he is and is not allowed to do once his foot is on the rubber and before he's come set.
Correct, correct.
It changes games.
It does.
It really does. And then so there's pitchers in the MLB that are notorious that are going to be balking as we umpires look at it and we'll go, he's balking and he'll do it consistently.
Have you met Clayton Kershaw?
I've seen him often. And
Julio Urias maybe, who goes to his glove before and then takes his hand out and puts it back in the glove.
And it's at that point, Marty's concerns are warranted. Right. Just
thank
let's
you.
Not have it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I need you.
All
you
right, Jim. We've
out.
Had enough of Jim, man. I got one more question for you. The book is called Baseball Rules in Black and White. Jim Betancourt is joining us, the author of the book. One more question. One of the most famous plays or moments, I think, in all of baseball, the Pine Tar game, a game that was played under protest. It still happens in baseball where a manager may have a problem with a call and say that was called incorrectly. So I'm going to play the game under protest. Can you explain what that means and where you go beyond a game being played under protest?
First of all, let me say the Pine Tar, there was a Pine Tar on George Brett's bat.
Right.
And it was beyond where it should have been on the
higher
bat.
On the bat, and Thurman Munson
right.
called
and
the
it was a big home run by George Brett, and they said the bat was illegal. They took the home run off the board. George Brett went crazy, and then it was reversed by the Lee McPhail.
Because he called him out, I think is what he did, instead of ejecting him or whatever the rule was supposed to be, and they said, well, that's not the way that should have been
so
called.
That's the background of it, a very famous play.
Right. Correct.
Okay. A game that's being protested is where a coach feels that a ruling has been applied to an infraction incorrectly, and he feels that it has impacted his team or possibly the outcome of the game in a way that is going to negatively impact the his team.
Right.
So at that point, he comes out, says, I'm going to protest. 99% of the time at the big league level, the umpires turn up to the score booth and they draw a big P in the air to indicate under protest. Then you record his concerns on your score sheet, scorecard, so that you can later come back to that and then review that for the committee that's going to be objectively looking at the protest.
So what can happen is the league or whoever the governing body is can now go to this game and say, well, they did apply that rule incorrectly, so we're going to replay the game from the moment of the protest is what happens, correct?
Correct.
Incredible. I talked to Bert Campanaris once, Marty, who was playing third base in that Pine Tar game, and I said, how about the Pine Tar game, man? You were playing third base. And he said, what Pine Tar game? One of the most, probably the biggest protested game in the history of baseball.
Well, Jim, thanks for coming by.
Marty, thank you.
Yeah, no, the book is good, and we'll have a couple of copies here for fans, and we'll keep in touch with you. But you did a good job.
It's great
with
stuff,
this.
Yeah.
Well, baseball rules in black and white.
Marty, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Very good.
Adam,
nice
pleasure
you.
Meeting you.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, okay. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.